Medium Suzanne Northrup, delivering messages from your passed on loved ones right now on K92.
And it's something I always talk about as we welcome back medium Suzanne Northrup, friend of the show.
Thank you, guys.
And part of the show. I mean, it's not even friend of the show.
Yes.
Connecting people with their lost loved ones. Let's say good morning to Jen. Hello, Jen.
Hey, Jen. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So who would you like me to connect to, please?
My cousin.
Okay. Is this a male?
It is.
Okay. The first thing I heard was a brother, and often brothers will come up as cousins to me. It's very common because I see them as the peer level people. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes. So he's identifying himself that way to you, Jen. So I take it to be you guys must have been really connected.
We were.
Yeah. Now, again, he says he's your bro. So, what can I tell you? That's how he's giving it to me.
Oh, my God.
did he say that or something?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Now, two things. Number one is he's really, I call a real, we can say, wise ass on the air,
sure.
Can't we?
Yeah, we just did. So it's on there.
We said it. There it goes.
He's one of those. You understand, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know him any other way. And I have to be really straight with you, Jen, because he goes like, well, I'm not into like getting serious, okay, Jen? He goes like, I'm hanging out and doing my thing. He goes, I don't want to get like, I don't want to get like heavy or anything because that's not my personality. So that's how he's going to. Do you understand this, right? Serious was not his cup of deal. He goes, it's not a big deal. I may not be here in body, but I'm still, keeping an eye on you and still busting your chops. That has not changed.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they got to come through how they are. So, that's them. Now, two quick things. He did tell me he had a fast passing. And boom, I'm gone. And he tells me from the way he passed, the words he uses, if he would have survived, would not have been right, which would have never been this guy's cup of tea, because he was really a wildfire, that's for sure. And he was a little bit of an edge guy. I make up names, and edge people are usually live on the edge, and that's sometimes how they end up not being here.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that, he seems to feel really, really strong that he has been around you. And don't ever question his connection to you, because he says that I've definitely let her know I'm there. Now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, without a question. And there's a June, July somewhere deal with him. So I don't know if that's his birth or passing or somebody who might be coming through with him.
Okay.
Long as you know, all right, dear? Now, he's
so
coming. He's
June. Oh, God.
What's June?
June is when, yeah, June is when the guy that shot him got locked up. That was his court.
Okay. So he obviously knows. And when he said boom.
Okay, good.
He wasn't kidding when he said boom, I'm out of here. Boom generally means quite literally.
It means boom. Yeah.
Yes. And it's interesting because, he's a really interesting guy, because he said like, everybody was worried that the guy was going to walk. He goes, I wasn't worried.
Oh, good.
He said, I wasn't worried. Because, first of all, the place he's in, we know that there's a greater picture to everything. And people think that people get away with things. They do not. I mean, there's a law. It's a strange thing, but there's a karmic law, God law. And, nobody gets away with anything in life. We are responsible for our actions. And it looks like whoever the person was, from what he's telling me, he said quite literally, he knew that, he knew that there would be justice in the situation. And and he says, now you must be connected to his mom also, Jen?
Yes.
Yeah, because he talks about my mom. My mom was very, very concerned about these things. So he just says like, and it must be connected to your mom too. He's literally talking about the both of the moms, quite literally.
So it was me and his mom and my mom at court.
Okay, thank you. Because he talks about the both of them together. Now, I don't know who he's making reference to. I don't know if he's talking about who's like Chris or Christian or Christine or something. So I'm hearing that sound, please.
Crystal.
Yes.
And who's Crystal?
Crystal is our other cousin.
Got it. Okay.
So we're very close.
Thank you. So he's identifying all of you together. All right? And he said, I was in that courtroom. I just want you He's a pistol. I mean, he said, I was in that courtroom and I was watching everything that was going on. And he said, I'm so happy because you must have been in the middle of the both of them. Because he says, you were in the middle of the both of them. And he says, I'm so pleased because you were holding their hands. He says, you were in the middle of the both of them holding their hands through this whole thing. And he goes, and I saw you. And I wanted you to know that I was there to give you the sort of the strength.
Oh,
you know. And it's interesting because the dude that this who did this was cocky. He was sitting there very cocky, and it was just like he says, "We're going to get him. We're going to get him." And he said he saw the whole scene, and it's interesting because he likes a little drama. He said there's a lot of drama there. He said I like a lot of drama. He's an interesting dude, and he said I like a lot of drama. And he said I was there, and he watched the whole thing. And he said I know you were nervous. He said, but you know I want you to know I had your back. I had my mom's back. I had your mom back. And he goes, and that guy was cocky, and he was cocky because he didn't think that they were going to come up with the information they came up with, and they did.
You are right.
So whoever had whatever they had, you know, it's
they
called.
Had it.
They had it. They had it. So it's called, you know, enjoy the next 50 years where you are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. He got 48.
Yep. Jeez. Oh, that's pretty good.
Wow. Wow.